Bacterial canker is a devastating tree disease that affects sweet cherry orchards around the country. It causes oozing infected areas of bark and can kill branches and trees. It can even take out entire orchards. There's no effective method to treat it, but scientists are trying to harness bacteria-killing viruses to help farmers keep it under control. IPR's Kay LaFond has more.
There's very little open bench space in George Sundin's lab at Michigan State University.
Back here.
Whirring instruments, pipettes, sticky notes, hunched over grad students. There's a lot going on in here. So much that you might not notice the microscopic armies being built for battle. Sundin grows cherry canker bacteria in his lab, and he's also preparing to grow viruses that kill them.
So they look like science fiction type creatures. They have a kind of a head on them, and then they've got feet that look like a tripod.
The virus is attached to the bacteria and basically blow them up. It's brutal, and it could help Michigan farmers. 200 miles away on the Leelanau Peninsula, Jim Bardenhagen sits at his kitchen table talking about all the things cherry farmers worry about. Climate change, foreign fruit imports, invasive insects, and cherry canker.
But in the spring, if we get a wet, cold day during blossom time, that's usually a very serious infection, of them. We've had times when we really got hit hard, and it takes two, 3 years to pull out of it to get production back after that happens.
The most popular sweet cherry varieties are also the most susceptible. Every orchard in the state is affected, and there isn't a good treatment available. Farmers sometimes spray a copper solution to little effect.
Other than copper, can't really do much control, but other than prune it out in the winter when we're pruning.
That's where those bacteria-killing viruses in George Sundin's lab come in. They already live in orchards all over Michigan, but they're in really small numbers. Sundin's team is collecting the viruses, called phage, from the soil beneath cherry trees. He already has some in his fridge.
And we'll try to separate the phage from the soil particles, and then can purify that and start studying it.
Sundin will then take the viruses and grow big populations that can be sprayed on trees. He says the spray will be safe because the viruses can only attack cherry canker bacteria and won't infect anything else. But there are a few other kinks to work out. There's the risk of bacteria developing resistance.
We're trying to come up with a mixture of about 5 or 6 different phage that we can use in one spray solution, so that even if the bacteria became resistant to one of the phage, we'd have 5 other ones in the mix that could infect it.
Also, the sun can damage the virus. Sundin's team is testing materials like carrot juice to act as a sunscreen.
Got to be cheap, and it has to be something that you can put in a spray tank, which is 100 gallons.
Sundin says they're probably 5 to 10 years out from having something ready to use. In the meantime, farmers will keep pruning their cherry trees and hoping for the best. For Points North, I'm Kay LaFond.